Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, everyone? My name is John L. Barron, and I'm your host of the Break Out of Your Box Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm excited and delighted to be a part of your team as well as to have you a part of mine. What a joy it is to be able to share with you and to do life and learn together. Today's topic is about how to speak Yonsei, life and relationship tips for women and the men who love them. It's an amazing thing, and I shared, there's a man and a woman's version. I did the men first for your listening pleasure. Social media reaction was amazing, overwhelming, when Yonsei dropped an unexpected surprise. And it's almost as if the self-esteem, self-worth, as it pertains to being excited about a woman doing something great, permeated through women, which is a good thing, because men have to realize that, you know, when Yonsei wins, when women win, and when women are winning, then they are happy. When they're happy, that means things can happen for men in terms of how they can learn to understand and love on women better. So I have some amazing things that I would like to share with women in particular, how to speak Yonsei for women. Number one, express love verbally. Now, I have to harp on this because if you looked at all of the songs, there's an expression that Yonsei does with expressing love, one plus one, and drunk in love, dangerously in love. There's always an expression of love verbally. Now, I have to admonish you and caution you, just because you've been hurt, don't shut your mouth. Your deliverance is in your mouth. It's in what you say. Don't stop loving. I don't care how bad you was hurt. Love always trumps and overcomes hurt. So you must, if you love someone, you like someone, you care for them, you have to open your mouth and say it. No man can read your mind. All a man is going to do is assume that you really don't care for him, and he's going to move on. When in doubt, most men will never ask. They will assume. I'll repeat this. When in doubt, most men will never ask. They will assume, and they will move on. So you have to learn to open your mouth and express love verbally. Number two, show admiration silently. Let your silence speak louder than your words. Your admiration should come in how you carry yourself, conduct yourself, and how you handle that man. But admiration should be one that makes him feel like, you know, he has to go out and get two or three jobs to do more for you, or that admiration should make him feel like he needs to come home early to spend time with you because he's admired, he's valued, he's appreciated. That admiration should stand stronger than any word you can ever say. If your silent admiration cannot overshadow your words, then the actions is not there. Number three, be honest, even if you're jealous. I think people have a hard time admitting that they have stronger feelings than they may like to admit or let on. Some people may have feelings right away, 1 week, 2 weeks, first month, third month. You're like, I've never felt this way. Well, be honest, because a man can appreciate you caring and even being jealous. It's only the women that deny the feelings and the emotions where the man begins to not even acknowledge them, because it's like she's having an inner battle versus a woman saying, hey, I like you. I do get jealous if I don't hear from you or if I see, you know, this type of things happening on your social media. That at least gives a man a chance to respond, because if a man cannot position you as a queen, then it's more or less a fling, and you don't want to be a fling. You want to be positioned as a queen. There's always one woman that a man wants to have as his own and place her on the throne of his life as that particular woman. So you got to make sure that you're communicating. You got to have the hard conversations. The hard conversations will actually help you grow. It'll keep you from wondering and being stagnant in the relationship for years, and you're wasting your dating time cycle. There's a dating time cycle if you want to get married. Yonsei is married. She went through the progressional process of a young woman to dating, to engage, to marriage, now a family, and a child. So you have to be careful about people wasting your time. When they waste your time, they waste your life, and that's something that you cannot ever get back. Number four, work hard as the man you want to have. If you want a man who's a hard worker, then you can't be lazy. If you want a man who's a go-getter, then you got to get up and go get something. You got to work hard as, or if not harder than that man, so that keeps that man motivated to know he has a team player. Many people, now mind you, maybe your thing is to be a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home wife. Now make sure you're working as hard as in that role as a wife, where you're going to learn to take classes on how to be a better stay-at-home mom in terms of being able to not just cook and clean, but learn arts and crafts and massage therapy, ways that you could add value to your kids and your husband. And you want to be an entrepreneur. Make sure you're going to as many seminars as you can to make your bottom line better. So you have to work hard as that man, physically on yourself and on your body. There's more that you can do. Now, you're not defined by looks, but I'm talking about from a health perspective, that every man wants a woman that takes care of herself. Number five, family first, every time, all the time. As a woman, if you're at a certain age, now I'm going to tell you this now, you ain't got to like it for it to be real. If you're not putting family first, then that is a misplaced value system that you have in your life that you need to address. That your priorities are not intact as they should be for the maturational stage that you're at in your life. Listen, the other thing is showing up. It doesn't make a difference how many women a man may have if they don't show up. He will only be concerned about the woman that will come when he calls. I don't care if you got dolled up to go out with your girls. If that man called and sincerely needed you, would you show up? That matters more to a man than any other promise you can make and can't keep. Another thing, keep him in the loop. Whether you're at a friend's party, whether there's a death in the family, it matters to keep that man in the loop, because if he cares about you, then he's concerned. And when he's not kept in the loop, then that shows blatant disregard, and that shows he's not wanted, valued, or needed. And so keeping that man in the loop is a key thing to making him yours. That whole mine, all mine, to make him yours is communication. Without communication, you cannot have cooperation. So you need to stop the shutting down that you do when life gets hard and it gets difficult. Open your mouth and communicate. That's what healthy and mature adults have learned to do. Number six, don't announce every detail, just results. Take the risk. You have to do things with shock value. If it's getting in shape, just get in shape. Don't make an announcement, hey, babe, let's work out, or I'm going to work out. Just get up and go work out. If he can't take the hint and then take the ownership and the leadership, then that's not his thing. But you keep working on you. If it's a project or a business idea, changing your hair color, just take the risk. Begin to just do work. Don't announce everything. Just produce results. That makes you more attractive as a woman when your life is progressing forward. Number seven, you are flawless. You have to remember, like, not only did you wake up flawless, that even on a bad day, you're still flawless. Men see the beauty in you even when you don't see it in yourself and you don't feel it, when your emotions are telling you different, or the fact that it may not be a good hair day. Listen, you're a woman, so on any given day, you still fine to a man. Let me tell you something. He'd rather be with you than his homeboys on any given day, no matter how much he acts like it. And you have to embody that. But see, the problem is you've settled for so long that settling has become your new goal. You start saying, who can I settle for this year? What relationship can I settle for? Not rise to, but settle to. See, most women, because you're flawless, you tend to forget that you're amazing. And see, some women can't handle an amazing man because they've settled so long for men that have not been amazing that they've now reduced their own value at no cost to the man. They've reduced their value, and they start settling for the norm, for the average. So when they see a man that can challenge them and make them better and force them to grow, then that scares them, so they stay safe with the man that won't push them. And where would, if you look at the president, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, she was able to rise to the level. He rose to the level. They both were two people that pushed each other to be better. That's the goal. Not somebody that's going to keep you safe. Not somebody that's going to condone your foolishness because you're fine or you're cute or you got a nice shape or you know how to do that one thing they like. No, you want somebody that can call you on your mess, that can help you grow. Not somebody that always seeks to go when there's challenges, but someone that can help you grow to move forward as a woman. Number eight, be consistently a good woman and get consistently better with time. Yancey was a great young woman, a great girlfriend, great during the engagement process, a great wife, and now a great mother, family woman, and businesswoman. Now, do we know the backstory? No, but we see it. You know, nobody's perfect. We're not professing that, but there is success lead clues. Not only has she gotten better, the people around her have gotten better. She even made her man better. That together they're worth $500 million. That she adds value in places that he couldn't add to his own life. So consistently a good woman and get consistently better with time. Listen, number nine, be graceful and sexy for your man, not Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or any other social media site. Keep a man's attention. Learn how to be graceful. There's something about a woman that's graceful, the way she walks and talks and carry herself. But now so many women are so coarse and crass and talk worse than men and say just some of the most lewdest things, but then get mad when someone's not treating them like a lady. Well, you know what? You was acting like my cousin or my brother or Tyrone, so I forgot that you was a lady because the way you act so rough. Where's the gracefulness? And then being sexy for everybody. Everybody know what you look like, both cheeks. All the cheeks you got, everybody done seen, because there's no element of surprise with you. So there has to be some gracefulness and learning that everybody can't see everything that you got to offer. Also, number 10, learn how to be dangerously and drunk in love with the man that you aspire to marry. Let me tell you something. You can't be drunk all the time or dangerously in love all the time. You can't be drunk on love all the time. You'll be sick. That's called a hangover. You'll be hungover. So learn to pick and choose who you're drunk in love with. You can't fall in love with everybody you meet. You ain't even in love. You in strong like. You in strong lust. Or you in strong loneliness. So the fact they come around, you think you're in love. You're not. You're not. Because if you was in love, you wouldn't have got over them that fast and been dating somebody else. You wouldn't have just moved on with your life. You wouldn't have just stopped talking if you was in love. You'd have been able to communicate and fight a little harder. So learn when and learn how. Number 11, get you a mentor. Yancey has the first lady, Oprah, and her mama. Now, listen, all y'all mamas don't have sense. Be mindful of that. You know if your mama's still dating guys your age, that's a problem. Your mama too old for that. Ain't nothing wrong with a cougar or two, but you have to be sensible. If your mother is not embodying the things that you need, find you other mentors, whether it's at your church, your office, your business. Man, there are other women that can help get you together and get you on the right track, but you're not going to be a better woman listening to your girls and just yourself. Get women that are older and learn that know more. And lastly, number 12, in order to build a brand, you have to build a woman. Yancey built a brand that's now over $125 million. That your brand has to speak for itself, personally and professional. When I see you, I see your brand, and you determine whether or not I take you serious. Don't talk about everybody should take you serious. Until you take you serious, ain't nobody going to take you serious. Again, my time is up. My name is John L. Barron. I believe in you. Thank you for coming out and listening. Share it with a friend, and we'll see you again. Take care.